It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. And the Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nassari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemak Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin-Robbins Driftwood Lane. And now here's the voice of the Bombers and host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Hallward.
Well, welcome into the 2018 high school football season and the Coach Brian Maddox Show. The Mountain Home Bombers, of course, in Little Rock tonight to start the season against Sheridan at War Memorial Stadium. We'll take a break, come back, and talk things over with the Mountain Home head coach in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, I can't believe it is already the start of football season.
Time flies. Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, the old saying, there's only two seasons. You got football season and off season.
And
right?
Off season, you bet. Yes, sir. It came up on us fast. It's it's crazy. A year ago today, I remember the scramble mode I was in, and I thought, well, it's your first year, and it's getting hired late. You know, the scramble will slow down. Uh-huh. Here I am again. I feel the same way. We're still you're always in scramble mode, I guess, when you're coaching football. But I knew that. I think going in, and just I guess I forgot it or whatever it is, but. We're excited to get started, and be at War Memorial Stadium, and we get to be in the home locker room where the Razorbacks get dressed when they play here, So it's the kids are really excited about that, and it's a great opportunity to just see an environment that you dream about. I got to play here, at War Memorial as a junior against Little Rock Catholic.
That's right.
And yep. We got to go in the locker room, and I remember I got goosebumps, and it was awesome, and so. Hoping the kids can still have that same experience tonight.
Let's talk about, first off, week zero. I've tried to explain this to folks that have asked. You want to try to explain it to us?
Well, how about you try to explain it first, and then I'll see if I like your answer better. It's basically they just bumped football season up a week, and they give you 4 weeks now to play your three non-conference games. And so we'll have a bye week. We'll play Sheridan, we'll play Harrison, and then we'll play Nettleton, and then we'll have a week off. And I don't mind that. I've got two knocks on it. One, you got to start everything earlier, and you know summertime's already hard enough getting kids in, and so now you're starting the last week of July instead of the first week of August. And but you know if we're doing that, everybody else is having to do it too. And I felt like this year we had a great off season, but we missed a lot of kids in the summer for different reasons. We got a lot of kids play baseball and different things, and so we really have been playing catch up on that, but. You know, when do you schedule the bye week, too? You know, there's every coach you talk to has a different philosophy on that, and we're all trying to figure it out. You know, do you want the bye week going into conference season, or do you want it off, you know, right off the bat and give you that extra week to prepare? And so the opportunity to play at War Memorial, it was only going to come on week zero. And so, you know, I didn't schedule the game, but I think, you know, Coach Husky, and I'm glad they – you know, it was a great idea to get the kids in this environment. So,
well, let's talk about how this game came about. There's a little family connection between Mountain Home and Sheridan, isn't
it? You bet. Dr. Long, our superintendent, it's his brother-in-law, his sister. She coached soccer at Bryant and did a heck of a job, by the way. They won the girls' state championship in 7A and had a great team every year. But anyway, Lance Parker, the head coach at Sheridan, he was coaching at Bryant, and I guess that's where they met. I know they haven't told me that, but I'm just assuming because they both worked there. Anyway, they get married, and so, you know, Dr. Long's got obviously a connection down there, and here we go. We're, I would imagine he'll be at the game, and, you know, he better be cheering for the Bombers.
He better, hadn't he?
I haven't talked to him about it, but from what Coach Husky's told me, he is definitely cheering for the Bombers. So.
You talked about how you had to scramble last year, getting hired late, taking over the job. Now you've been in it for a year. Are you finally getting things the way you want them with the program?
You bet. You know, the thing is, and it's so hard for people to understand this if you're not in it every single day and just see the day-in, day-out stuff that goes on. But, you know, somebody was asking me, well, how far along are we? And the only thing I can do is give an analogy. You know, if we're building a house, I think we've cleared the forest, we've cleared the lot, and we've started on the foundation. That's how far along I think we are. Do I think we've arrived and one off season is going to fix everything? Absolutely not. Do I think we made tremendous progress in one off season? Yes. I thought the kids had from a lifting standpoint, especially the numbers, you know, numbers don't lie, and the maxes, and, you know, I think we went over, what is it, over 5,000 pounds of gains on, you know, our three core lifts, and
wow,
that's huge. And especially considering we got 45 kids that we're doing the math on, that's not 60, 70 kids, you know, that's 45 kids that did that. So now, if I'm being honest, the numbers weren't real high when we started. So, you know, you make that gain and maybe you go from, you know, being a team that's not strong enough to maybe now you're getting more to average. And so it takes more than one off season, but don't get me wrong. We got kids in there that I think we had our record squat. Cody Anderson, I think, got 505 on squat, which got on the record board. So, but you're talking about the collective group when you say that on the average standpoint. But and we're young this year. You know, we had the big group of seniors last year. Of course, half of them get injured before we play a game.
Right.
And so we saw the nightmare that was. And then you come back this year now, and you lost all of them, and you're extremely young. And you know, so that's part of it too. But there will be growing pains this year. I'm not going to hide that. We'll have some growing pains, but hopefully we're going to just continue to improve week by week. And, you know, we talked about it at our parent meeting. We believe very strongly it's coming, the day where we kind of turn a corner, and I feel like you can almost see it coming. And, you know, it's excited about that, excited about the off season and the progress we've made.
What team-wise, did you go to any team camps or anything during the off season?
Well, we hosted some teams for a 7-on-7, and then we went to Branson for one. And you know, the kids hadn't done a 7-on-7 in a long time. I know Coach Joyce, he wasn't a big 7-on-7 guy, and we didn't do any. And, you know, Benji did every one he could find when he was here. And I always thought that really helped us, if nothing else, on the defensive side of the ball. You know, if you went to a game last year, we really struggled defending the pass. We struggled to throw the ball. And we got to be able to throw it some. We're still going to run it. But we got to be able to throw it a little bit and take some pressure off the run game. And was really pleased at Branson. That's the, you know, you get some teams from Oklahoma, you get some teams from Arkansas and Missouri. It's a big 7-on-7 tournament. The atmosphere was great. And the kids hadn't seen anything like that. And we saw the same thing there that we saw at Blyville last week. We saw a bunch of kids that for about, three quarters there of the time you're there, it's their eyes are wide open going, oh, my goodness, what's going on here? And then they start to settle into the game speed. And so when I say growing pains, that's one of the examples. But by the end of the day, we're looking at it. We had every chance to go up there and go 3-0 in pool play. We went 1-2, but we almost went 3-0. I think we lost by 2, lost by 1 in 7-on-7. And so for a team that hadn't done it, I think we were the only school there that had never done one. I say that group of kids had never done one. And everybody else had already been to 2 or 3. So we were very pleased with the progress we made in 7-on-7 this summer.
Good deal. We'll take a break. We'll continue with our conversation with Mount Home Head football coach Brian Maddox in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm John Schaub.
I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm Nita Davis.
Together, we're the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, and we really understand the value of teamwork.
My husband, Coach Hendricks, always says, teamwork makes the dream work.
That's why we're so proud of our boys. They are learning teamwork.
In real estate, too, teamwork makes the dream work.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoythe.ozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Pirate Perry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com. If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling with their very popular Cosmic Bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass of Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, of course, last week you got your first taste of hitting someone else, that preseason scrimmage against Blyville. I know the kids always look forward to finally hitting something other than their own teammates.
And, you bet.
Yeah.
Even if you have to drive 4 hours to do it.
Exactly, yeah. I know the score was not what you wanted to see, but talk about the scrimmage.
Well, the score, not always the case. The score pretty much summed it up. We didn't get off the bus. I know we're young. I get that. We're without a couple of seniors over there. You know, junior because he'd missed the first 2 weeks of camp. You know, he was here in June quite a bit, and in July, and then he goes to California. He's got family in California, and of course, that's your guy that returned. He's a returning 1,000-yard rusher 2 years in a row, and kind of the guy you're hoping to lean on a little bit. And you don't have him all night, and that doesn't help you when you're young because you need that guy to turn and look to. But Lathan Aldridge, he's sitting out. He'd also missed some days there earlier in the week, and we played him there in the second half some, and he made a difference just throwing him out there at fullback. So we're running sophomores in there at fullback in our offense. That's the primary ball carrier. But anyway, long story short, in pregame, the kids, they just looked nervous. They looked timid. They didn't look ready to play. And really, if you go to our practices all preseason, we'll have a day where we look great, and we have a day where we look awful. And that group that looked awful in practice showed up at Blyville last week. I'm just being honest. Now I say that I don't like making excuses for it, but you could see the youth. We had I think 8 sophomores on the field at any given time, and when you say that, I think 8 or 7, anywhere from 6 to 8, and depending on any play, and that's hard for them. They're not used to high school football, and then you got a Matt Jones out there. You got Colton Peters that joined us from basketball. They've never played it before. You throw them out there with the sophomores, and this has got to be one of the most inexperienced football teams we've put on a field in varsity football in quite some time. And that's okay. That'll help us as we go in the future. But it just showed. Now, we were relatively pleased with the third quarter. At halftime, we go in there and we regroup. We weren't planning on going to the locker room. At halftime, we went to the locker room to talk. And it was a little bit different team in the second half. I say that. We only got the third quarter in. The Lightning came in and they called it. But anyway, that had to happen. The kids had to get, they had to go hit somebody else. They had to see varsity game speed. They saw it. Blyville's got a much better group than they did last year. And I actually think they're going to make some noise over there in the 5A East. They had a huge bruiser of a tailback, and then they had a scat back that could run and quarterback that could hit his receivers in stride. And I think we played about as poorly as we could play, and I think they played about as well as they could play. They were hitting fade routes in stride, and you could tell that's something that doesn't happen that often for them. It just all went south for us defensively. We'd it getting off blocks, being physical at the point of attack, just nervous. You could see it in them. There was a nervous energy about them, and they came out of it as it went.
You talked about Junior, and of course I know most of the teams we'll face this year, they know about him, his history, yeah, and what a good running back he is. How do you prepare, because these other teams are going to try to take him out every single game?
Well, and the idea is in option football, and which is what we do, when you leave somebody unblocked, and when that man takes the fullback, because he's the only one left that can, the quarterback pulls it, and then he punishes him with a run. And that's why why Isaac and Junior were such a good compliment last year. You pick your poison. And, this year, Bryce McKay, Isaac's little brother, he was kind of the leading candidate coming out of spring football to be the quarterback. And we've already found out we're going to lose him for the season. We found that out last week. And, so now you're at Eric Peterson or Tabor and Dawson Tabor, and Eric gets hurt in the scrimmage, and now you're down to Dawson. We'll have the 3 quarterbacks. Dawson was the one that really doesn't run it as well. Now he's by far the strongest thrower, but he just doesn't run it very well. And so here we are. We're a veer option team that's worked all offseason on the veer option, and we're down to 1 quarterback. And so we've had to make some adjustments this week. And so try to take some of the quarterback runs out. So trust me, the question you're asking about how do you get the attention off Junior, we're finding other ways to do that. Some dives with the other halfbacks and some misdirection stuff. And we will still have to run the quarterback some, but basically just spreading the ball around. And, it's been a challenge. We basically went to work on that on Monday. And so my nerves for this game with Sheridan is just that we've been preparing. We've been making it what you would think is midseason adjustments in 3 days, week one. But that's part of it. There's veer option football, and then there's what they call belly option football. And in veer option, you leave somebody unblocked, and you either give it or you keep it. In belly option, it's very similar. You know who's getting the ball. You either give it or you keep it, and you just block the play accordingly. And so we've had to go to more belly option football, if that makes sense. Gotcha. For those of you that don't know football as well, that's the adjustment we're having to make. And then hopefully we can hit some play action passes, working on that. So.
Now, when you look at Dawson Tabor, big kid.
Yes.
I mean, he's not as tall as Dante Culpepper, but he's the body type of a Dante Culpepper. He's going to be hard to bring down.
He's hard to bring down, and he had, I think it was the second or third play there in the Blyville scrimmage. He actually went for like a 25-yard run. We joked with him in the film room, said, if that's Bryce scores. No one knew he had it. He rode the fullback in there. He did a great job selling it. The thing about Dawson, he can throw it. His football IQ is as high as any kid that you're going to coach. I mean, he just gets it. You could hire him as an assistant coach, and he'd do a heck of a job. So he can actually – you'll see us audible a lot at the line of scrimmage. As a sophomore, you don't do that very often. Right. He knows other kids' assignments. He's got some leadership qualities that you just can't teach. And so that's that's one good thing about the situation we're in. There's no doubt now who you look at as the leader in the huddle, and you know, you got Junior on that back line that stands back there at fullback, and he can kind of get them in line. And you got some offensive linemen that in there that, you know, Trace Rick, he's not a senior, but he's done a really good job of picking up the offensive line, which, you know, we're pretty thin at offensive line this year. We're young and we're thin. We're not real deep there. And so, you know, it's a big challenge for us, obviously, this year, being that young and being that thin. But we ain't got time to hide behind that. You know, put your hand in the dirt and go hit somebody, and let's go play and let's battle and compete. And I think, you know, as we go, I think you'll see us do that.
Let's talk about the coaching staff, some changes there this year.
A lot of changes, yes, definitely. You know, last year it was kind of I got hired and they just said leave it alone, and not that I wanted to change it, but it just, you know, I think we had one or two openings, and you we filled those and we went, and then, you know, in the off season we were able to kind of make some of the changes and align the way you want. And basically what I've always kind of felt is we'll have a coach come in, they'll be here a year or two and they'll leave, and they may be the best coach you've had in a while, but it doesn't matter. They leave, and right. Now you're starting over, retraining somebody else. And we've had these guys that have just been here, and they've been, you know, they're Mountain Home people. Their families are embedded here. They want to be here. They're not going to run off on you after 2 years. And so, you know, we wanted to get more of those guys in. And, you know, guys like Philip Goodwin that got out of it for a while, you know, we got him on the high school staff. He's also our head track coach. He has been just absolutely amazing as a coach. And I'm thrilled that he stayed in it, got back in it, and helped us out. And Chris Cudworth, you know, he was the head softball coach last year. He was on Shane's staff back in that 05-06 run when we were doing really well. He knows the offense real well. And so those guys are on the high school staff. You know, Coach West is back. Coach Hendricks is back. Coach Kreiner's back. And, you know, last year I felt good about the staff. We just weren't on the same page. You know, we all came from different backgrounds. And, you know, no matter how hard we tried, it just, we didn't have the same lingo. We didn't have the same backgrounds. And so it's been fun this year. You know, you got a group of guys that you tell them to go home and they don't go home. They sit up there and they're working, or they'll laugh and joke with each other. But a much more experienced staff, long story short, on the high school level this year. You know, David Martin, he had no football background last year when he started volunteering for us. And all of a sudden he's one of the better coaches we've had. I mean, he learned it that quick. And, you know, he takes care of our injured kids. You know, that's something you don't ever want to overlook. You got a guy that can do that. But he does a lot of the intangible things for us. He gives us, you know, he helps with the video stuff, video editing. Right. He's really good with technology. And so I didn't think I would say this going into year two. I thought it would be impossible for me to say this. It's one of the best staffs I've ever worked with.
Good.
And now we need time. But given time, I think good things are going to happen.
All right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll talk about the matchup with Sheridan tonight when we continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go: Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation. Fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination: home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bombers Stadium, The team at Nisari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, let's talk about Sheridan tonight, Brian. This is a team that has really struggled the last several years. They've lost 19 straight coming into tonight, but I'll tell you, with Coach Lance Parker, I got a feeling he's going to get this program turned around.
Well, they're in a similar boat to us. They play in a really tough conference, and their record is deceiving. If you put them in 5A, they're competing for the 5A state championship. I mean, you take Pulaski Academy out,
right?
I feel that way about us last year. You know, yeah. There's Harrison. If it wasn't for Pulaski Academy, Harrison probably makes a run to Little Rock, or they're at least in the semis.
Right.
I think that's actually what I think. Pulaski knocked him out.
They did.
They're in the quarters. Yeah. Nettleton went to the semis last year. I mean, I'm sitting there going, those are teams we can play with, and you know, you put us in 5A. You put Sheridan in 5A, we've got powerhouse football programs.
Right.
But here we both are in 6A, where it's a brutal classification, and you know, you look at their record and you say, well, they're not very good. And then you turn the film on and you're going, no, sir. they're just fine. And to top it off, they got some move-ins that are going to help them. And turn the film on, we said, who's this kid at quarterback that can run all over the place and can throw it a little bit? And they've got playmakers. Lance, his MO is, you know, from a schematic standpoint, is we're going to throw about a million formations at you. I think he got a book of football somewhere and said, every formation, let's just study every formation that's ever been ran and let's run it. And, you know, so our defensive coaches have been just, you know, how we can pick it up as coaches. This is what we do. But how do you get teenagers to line up to all the different gadgets and gimmicks, and I don't want to call it gimmicks because it's effective, but you know, they're just trying to get you lined up wrong. And so that's challenge number one, is the different things their offense throws at you. And you know, they've got some depth, they got a lot of kids in it, and you know, so that's, we've got to slow the game down. And they're a lot like us in that, you know, they'll spread you out, but they want to run it. I think the last breakdown we had, they were like 64% run, which for a spread team's quite a bit. And they got some playmakers. They got a solid offensive line from what we've seen on film. Hot Springs Lakeside's a pretty solid 5A program, and they gave them all they wanted in the scrimmage last week. So, you know, make no mistake about it, we're playing a very good football team, long story short.
They've got a couple of coaches on the sideline that are former Mountain Home coaches, with Carl Owens and Chasten McCarthy. What's the pregame talk going to be like when you go down there and meet the other coaches?
Well, I can tell you, with Carl, you know, Carl and I, you know, we had, you know, I didn't know Chasten as well, you know. Uh-huh. Blake Hendricks and Chasten, they were really good friends when Chasten was here. So I think those two, they've already been texting each other. Carl and I always had this joke when he was here, you know, if we were playing, I don't know, Jonesboro, you know, I would say, hey, what category hurricane are these, are these hurricanes? Uh-huh. Or, you know, the Blue Devils, just how blue are these Devils, you know? And so I'm already, you know, I texted him on Sunday, and I'm just messing with him and said, hey, can you send us your defensive alignment you're going to use this week and, so we can practice and tell me who's playing? And he just sent he sends me stuff, and he's a great, if you didn't know Carl while he was here, he's a great guy. Kids loved him, and I don't know how many times I've already begged him, why don't you come back here? And, you know, so, yeah, he's still at Sheridan, obviously. I'll give him a hard time about that. Yeah, he's our defensive coordinator. He was here with Shane, so he knows our offensive system, and that, you know, that's something too we have to be aware of, that they know what we do. And you know, I sent him a text, said we're going 5 wide spread, so get ready for that.
There
and
we go.
By the way, we're not. But anyway, you know, it'll be fun in you know, pregame, but he's like anybody else that coaches, and so are we. We want to win the game, and I won't give Carl two thoughts while the game's going on, but yeah. It'll be good to see him before and after the game.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Go Bombers!
Hold on, team. This is where we introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm Heather Hendricks.
I'm Nita Davis.
And I'm John Schaub, together with the Ozarks team at Century 21 LEMAC Realty.
Buying or selling real estate? You'll score with the Ozarks team.
No interceptions and no flags on our plays. Just professional realtors moving the ball down the field.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoythe.ozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Pirate Ferry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com. When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass. Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, as we get closer to kickoff, Brian, we talked about the quarterback situation with the injuries there. Any other injuries to talk about going into tonight?
Well, you know, we had Case Duren. He had an ACL back in spring, and he's out for the year. And, of course, if you see Case, he's still out there moving around, helping carry water, helping set up film, whatever he can do to help. But you hate it for a kid that looked, you know, when they're out for the year. You know, we said Bryce and Eric, you know, hopefully we can get Eric back. But, you know, it's a shoulder. They're still getting an MRI to look at it. You know, Dakota Tolbert, our starting left guard, rolled his ankle in practice. He's kind of a game-time decision. And, you know, that's one that would hurt us because we're so thin up there in the front line. He's one that can play on both sides. But, you know, other than that, we're healthy. We got to stay healthy. We're just thin. And so we're an injury away from, you know, at quarterback, you know, you're an injury away from playing somebody that they basically are taking snaps on an emergency status. They know they're not – they don't ever plan on playing it. Just be ready in case we need you.
Right.
We're already going into week one. We're there. We're a snap away from that. So that's – those are the things that concern you from the injury standpoint. But we got to go play. I mean, it's – you can get too worried about that stuff. You know, the guys that are healthy, and you just go play. And that's – you just control what you can control.
You bet. All right, let's talk about the keys tonight. What do you have to do to get a W to start the year?
Well, we've the team that wins the running stats, wins the rushing stats total, I think wins the football game, unless turnovers intervene, unless special teams intervene. You know, we've got to be solid in special teams. Can't turn the ball over. You know, on defense, I think they're going to have some big plays. I think they're going to score some points. It's just the nature of what they do. And today's game, the ball gets snapped too many times to shut people out anymore. But we need to minimize their run game output. And really, and this is going to be the mantra all year, we've got to run the football, period. We have to be able to run the ball. That's the formula at Mountain Home. We're not going to be able to spread people out and win shootouts and win sprints and win races. It's got to be power football. And basically, you'll know pretty early in the game, if we're able to run the ball, we're going to have a great chance to win. If we can't run the football, it's going to be a long night, and it's that simple. You know, I want to battle for four quarters, and you know, like I said, it's really for us. We're still in that phase. I want to get out of this phase sooner than later, but we're still in that phase. It's more about what we're doing and how we're doing it than the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. That's not a prediction on my part. I promise you, I want to go win this football game, and I think if we play well, we can. But right now, I'm just worried about the process. You know, let's be physical up front. Let's tackle well, and running backs hit it in there hard, and let's just try to outcompete them. It's that simple. Who wants it more? And so.
It is good to finally be talking football.
Yes, sir. I'm ready. I want to play, to be honest with you.
All right, Brian, thanks.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll join you live from War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nosari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin Robbins Driftwood Lane. Stay tuned, more of the pregame show on the way next here on Classic Hits 101.7.